Great morning, everyone, and welcome to Thank God for Monday. I'm Brother Greg Cellini of the Franciscan Brothers of Brooklyn and Seton Hall University, class of 1985. My great pleasure to be back with you once again today. The purpose of Thank God for Monday is to inspire you, our audience, to take personal responsibility for your professional satisfaction. We want to provide you hope, healing, peace in these unprecedented, turbulent, uncertain times, motivate you to search deep inside yourself in the quest for fulfillment. Listeners, it's really up to you as to how to utilize the information we provide today, take full accountability for the decisions you make and the resulting outcomes. Now, one of the goals of our show, Thank God for Monday, is to introduce role models of people who take very bold steps in their work lives. And as such, we are honored today to have with us a most special guest. His name is David Essel, MSOM. David has had an amazing 42-year career as a counselor, minister, master life coach, radio and television host, and speaker. He's also a best-selling author. His latest great book is entitled Helping Americans Heal, The Ultimate Guide to Healing During These Challenging Times. And finally, he's a former Thank God for Monday guest. Great morning, Happy New Year, and welcome back to Thank God for Monday, David.
Oh, Brother Gregory, Happy New Year to you. So glad to be with you on this special day and your audience. It's always nice to visit with you, and I'm excited about today's show, Brother Gregory.
Oh, we are very, very excited as well, certainly. Sadly, we've only got about 30 minutes. We're going to jump right into the deep end of the pool with this great book, if you don't mind, certainly.
Yes.
What is the purpose, David, please, of writing this great book? You've written so many wonderful books, but this book, Helping Americans Heal.
Yeah. Brother Gregory, you said it right at the top, and that is we are going through outrageously challenging, chaotic times. No one has a clue of if it's going to end, when it's going to end. And so you and we have always been incredibly proactive. And about 8 months ago, I started to have all these people contacting me with mental health challenges, addictions, relationship challenges. But because of situations with finances, they couldn't afford the services of a professional counselor such as myself. So because we kept getting these calls and these people saying, geez, I'd love to work with you, but I just don't have the money. We said, let's get to the core. Let's get a book filled with solutions. You know, Brother Gregory, there's every person in the world on media, except for you. Thank God for Monday. People want to argue and they want to talk pandemic and vaccines and political stuff. And what we said is enough already. We need solutions. Sure, I could have written a book blaming the presidency, blaming China, blaming whoever for the. Instead, we said, no, here's the key. And I'm going to make an analogy, Brother Gregory, that I think is a very powerful one. When I work with veterans of war, on average, over the past 42 years as a counselor, they will come to me after being at home for 3 to 4 or 5 years where the demons that they had overseas followed them and got bigger. They don't get smaller. And so what I've said to the American public and what we've said in our book, if the pandemic ends in 2 or 3 or 4 years, no one knows, and we haven't taken care of our addictions, our anxiety, our depression, our insomnia, our relationship challenges, our purpose on earth, our identity, if we're just going along like a bunch of ducks right now, following whoever is in front of us, we will find ourselves, Brother Gregory, in 4 or 5 years, even if the pandemic ends, we're going to have a country filled with addicts, depressed individuals, people with anxiety out of control. So we wanted solutions. So we came up with a book, Helping Americans Heal, The Ultimate Guide, where we give solutions for anxiety, depression, insomnia, relationship challenges, spiritual challenges. We even have writings in the book about what can we do with spiritual tools right now to help us move through the pandemic? So the book, Brother Gregory, is like your show. It's all about hope and solutions.
Oh, all I can say is thank God for David Essel. That's for sure. About that. Now, I love the title, But I think the subtitle is so wonderful. The ultimate guide to healing during these challenging times. When you use the phrase ultimate guide, David, help us out. What do you mean by that, please?
Yeah, well, you know, it goes back to what I said a second ago, Brother Gregory. We have the ultimate information after 42 years as a counselor, a radio host, television host, a best-selling author. We really believe we have a thumb, a pulse on America and what they need right now. You know, and it's, and I'm getting chills, Brother Gregory, because you, just like you, I may not be at the highest level of faith you are, but I'm right up there, my brother. And so what I say is we need to grab that faith in something greater than ourselves. If you're willing to go there, call it whatever you want. And we need to find a way, a pathway to give people hope that yes, millions of people, like right now, if I give you this example, about 80% of individuals from our calculations in this country are either battling with anxiety or depression that is not in control. Now, some people may need to go on medication, but in our book, we give so many different examples of how to turn your attitude around. You know, I struggled with addiction for 30 years, depression and anxiety for 30 years that was undiagnosed, Brother Gregory. So when I came to the understanding that so many of the challenges, even as a counselor that I was facing in life, I said, we have to find solutions. So when people read this book, they'll find themselves probably on every other page because most of us are struggling, not just with anxiety and depression. We have about 85% of Americans now struggling immensely with weight. We have a huge percentage of couples that come into our counseling practice that are on the verge of divorce. And one of the reasons is that we don't have the coping skills, the emotional and physical coping skills for a pandemic that we've never experienced before. So what we've done is we've taken all of the coping skills that I have personally learned, used, learned from others, and we put them in that book. So people don't have to Google, what do I do for anxiety? And then Google again, what do I do for sleep issues? And Google again, what do I do for addiction? It's all in the book.
What's so amazing about this book, David, is that, and the readers or the listeners here, Thank God for Monday, know this, I'm a terrible reader. Even I could read this book. It's so easy to read, but yet it's so powerful and it's so very much empowering. Now, you say that the book is dedicated naturally to helping everyone heal. Maybe this is an unfair question, but I've got to ask it anyhow. In your expert opinion, David, what are really the first steps to helping people heal?
The very first step is acceptance. It's an awareness, Brother Gregory, that I have an issue. The very first step, you know, I find myself irritable in traffic. I find myself being more impatient with children or my partner. I find myself eating more than I normally do or drinking more than I normally do. Or gosh, I gave up nicotine years ago. And how did I have a client that just came in last week and said, I haven't smoked for 20 years. I've been smoking for the last 2 years. Like what the heck is going on? You know? And so we look at all of these different circumstances and say, there are ways out. There are ways to heal. You're going to have to start doing things differently now than you've done in the past, and that's okay. As a matter of fact, Brother Gregory, in about 30 days, we have a companion gratitude journal for the book, Helping Americans Heal, because we want people to learn how to change their mindset. And what we've found in our 42 years is that you might be able to change an irritable mindset, a non-compromising a mindset, a conspiracy theory mindset, which so many people have, you might be able to change it for a day or two with positive thinking. But if you want to change a habit or a belief system that isn't healthy long-term, you're going to have to add some writing to it, which is why we're coming out with a companion, the Ultimate Gratitude Journal to Help Americans Heal.
Oh, that is so awesome. One of the things that I had to do when becoming a Franciscan Brother of Brooklyn 15 years ago was to start journaling. And I do it every morning. And it's made such a difference in my life. And I'm sure this gratitude journal is going to literally help thousands and thousands of people.
Brother Gregory, let me ask you a question, because I love the fact that you started journaling 15 years ago. What have you seen the benefits for yourself in your journaling? Can you be specific?
Yes, I can. I start every morning with my journal, and I do like to include things that I'm grateful for that morning, be it the gift of life, a shower, infinite gifts already in a couple of hours that I've received. And then I get into situations, how am I feeling? What's my interior life looking like? Maybe I've had a little spat with a brother. Okay, why did he say something? Why did what he said irritate me? What's going on inside of me? Not what's going on inside of him, what's going on inside of me? So that reflection has been so helpful to get it out in paper and on writing. And in that, it gets it from the interior out, and then it goes away from there.
So, perfect. I mean, your description is exactly how I describe to my clients the power of journaling.
Oh.
I mean, and Brother Gregory, let me tell you something that you're doing, and this is so mind-blowing to me. So we created, and in the journal, it's called a 4x4 journaling technique, where you write four things every day, morning or night, that you're grateful for, and four things that you're challenged by. Now, you're doing that just by saying, right?
Oh.
Okay, now let me tell you how rare this is. Of all the gratitude journals that have been written, none have been written in the way that we're presenting ours, where you get to write your positives and your challenges, and you're already doing it. You're already, and you and I have never worked together.
I was very blessed. The late Edward Bacon, Brother Edward Bacon, OSF, taught me journaling. And this was one of the techniques that he talked about, the gratitude and the challenges, certainly. So we can't wait for this to come out. It's going to be
very awesome
for your listeners and readers, et cetera. Now, David, I don't want to ask this next question, but I really must. In your great book, you talk about suicide and suicide ideation. Why is this such an important topic today? And again, I hate to bring this up, Ian.
No, Brother Gregory, you know, thank you for bringing it up. Thank you. 150 people a day in the United States commit suicide. Multiply that by 352, and it should wake us all up that this is a serious, serious issue. 22 of the 150 people that commit suicide in the United States of America alone are veterans of war.
Oh, no. So,
yeah, that's 8,000 veterans a year that commit suicide. And, you know, we write it in the book because, as you know, by reading the book, I had a failed suicide attempt in 1990.
Oh.
I had reached a level, Brother Francis, that I didn't know how to handle life, the situations I was putting myself through or being put through, whatever words you want to use. I didn't, even as a freaking counselor, Brother Greg, all this knowledge, I didn't know how to get myself out of this. And on the day that the suicide attempt was planned, I ended up failing. I ended up reaching out to a psychiatrist in town, and I'll finish the story just by saying this. I called every psychiatrist, and not one of them could get me in for 3 months on the day that I wanted to kill myself.
Oh, no.
One of them told me that, you know, to go to the emergency room, for some reason, I couldn't do that. And so I circled a name in the book in the city I was living in. The name happened to be Dr. Jeffrey Liu. I went into Dr. Jeffrey Liu's office. I looked at the receptionist and I sat down. I said, I cannot leave until I see the doctor. She protested, of course, trying to protect the doctor, saying, we don't have time for you. We don't have time.
Oh.
I sat, Brother Gregory, I sat for hours. I had no other option. When the door opened after hours, he finally came out of his office and he looked at me and he said, you may enter. I sat down, I told him a third of the story that I tried to commit suicide that day. And he looked at me, it still moves me.
My gosh.
It's so beautiful though, because, you know, Brother Gregory, he sat there and he looked at me and he said, son, you're in good hands. You're going to make it. You know,
like
sometimes when all you need is that statement, you know, like, That's all I needed. And we sat and talked for hours. And he went out of his way, Brother Gregory, and he's the reason I'm here today. And so, you know, we write about it in the book because the numbers I just told you are outrageous. People like me that, you know, you'd think, how the heck could he get there? He's so smart. He's successful. But that's nonsense. You know, any of us can go down that road. And so I wanted to make a point in the book that, yes, along with all these other people that I know that have attempted, I have been one of those people. I have survived. And now what we do is we teach suicide prevention. And anyone listening to the show, if you have that suicidal ideation, which is a fancy term for you continue to think about how you want to leave this life, you don't have answers, it'll never get better. That's the day that you call 911, you call your doctor, you contact David Essel. If you're in that position, it will not cost you a penny to work with me. I'm here to help heal America, whatever it takes. We will do it. So don't sit in your pain alone, because you're never alone. You have me. You have other counselors. You have the hospital. You have your doctor. Please do not sit in that pain. We can help.
Oh, David, what an amazing, amazing story that you have. Thank you for the emotion and the inspiration today for us all. And listeners, please, if anyone is considering suicide at all, as David just said, you are not alone. Reach out. There are people there to help you, no question about that. If I perceive from what you've said, David, almost 80% of Americans today in January 2022 are not getting the emotional support that they need. This book of yours is really driven to help them. Am I correct?
That's 100% correct, Brother Gregory. You know, it isn't when we feel emotionally grounded. Now, think about this. If we have people with us today that are dealing with anxiety that's not controlled or depression that's not controlled, you know, we feel so ungrounded. We can't make good decisions. We procrastinate, or we make decisions just to get things done and over with, but then we're not thinking it through. When we're not grounded emotionally, that's where the addictions to food and nicotine and drugs and alcohol and spending and everything else in the world comes up. So the real key to helping all Americans heal is to teach us emotional coping skills. So when the anxiety, the insecurity, the depression, the suicidal ideation, the frustration with your child or your partner comes up, you can step back. And we have about 80 of the writings in the book are about emotional regulation, emotional control, emotional venting. So if you use these tools, you can get yourself in a more grounded position, Brother Gregory. I mean, we give away in the book, you know, we tell people where to go for free relaxation and meditation audios. You know, we have so many gifts to give people. And once we have that ability to learn emotional control, emotional regulation, oh my Lord. Now, life doesn't become perfect. I'm not a Pollyanna guy, as you know, Brother Gregory. I'm very much to the point. But we can start to see improvement so rapidly when we start to learn emotional control mechanisms or tools.
Oh, absolutely incredible, no doubt about it. And speaking of incredible, one of the things that really drew me, if you don't mind me bringing this up, David, to your great book, the dedication page. I dedicate this book on healing to my incredible mother, Pat Essel, who passed away after a several-year battle with dementia in 2021. I'm very, very sorry for your loss, certainly. How are you handling this grief? And what should other people do? Because there's so many people, sadly, who lost people in 2020, 2021. Help us out in dealing with this grief and this loss, David.
This is such a beautiful question, Brother Gregory. You know, my mom, and I'm very fortunate because there's not a lot of people that can say this, unfortunately. But my mom, you know, I was a very difficult child. I was into drugs and alcohol starting at the age of 12 years of age.
Wow.
And do you want to know something? My mom never once gave up. Never once. She had every opportunity in the world, Brother Gregory, to say, enough of this pain in my butt. This kid is not worth it. But she was based on God's faith. She and my dad is barely here, but he's still with us. But, you know, they had so much faith that they implored their three children, my brother, sister, and I, to walk down that pathway. It was her faith that allowed her to deal with a very troubled son. So, you know, when I wrote the book, and I'm going to say something that people may not understand, Brother Gregory, but it's what I've found through my past almost 12 months of grieving my mom's death, is this. Through grief recovery, we begin to see that grief may be the highest absolute form of love available today. It is an opportunity to celebrate the incredibleness, in my case, of my mom, the impact she had. Brother Gregory, I wrote later on in the book, you know, the things my mom taught me from 5 to 12, I still do. I still put my gym clothes out the night before.
Wow.
Brother Gregory, it gets better. At 66 years of age, I still put my clothes out the night before. I know exactly what I'm wearing, you know, So what I say to people is, now that doesn't mean that I haven't had 6 months of outrageous sadness and tears, right? Like, that's normal. Like, don't stop the tears. Don't be tough. Don't be rigid. Don't be strong. Allow them to flow. And at the end of those tears flowing, there will come an opportunity. There's one day, all of a sudden, you remember something to that person that brings a smile to your face. And, you know, every morning I go out early meditation in my yard and I bring in two flowers from our yard every day. One is for my mom that I put next to her photo. The other is to my fiance, Mia.
And
I'm very fortunate to have an amazing fiance that understands the loss that I've gone through, who supports every tear and every laughter, who supports every memory and wants to hear more. And so when we talk about grieving, I say to people, think of the yin yang approach. Like, yes, write about your sadness, journal about your loss, journal about, if you feel guilty, you never said something to the loved one that, or the friend that passed, write about that. Like, write. And as you write, start to reflect on the gratitude. Was there one thing, even if you didn't have a great relationship with your mom or dad and they passed, was there one thing you can focus on that you're grateful for? It doesn't have to be equal. The grieving process is such a forward back, as you know, Brother Gregory, this stuff ain't easy.
Oh, not at all.
But the end result is that if you can get to the point where I'm talking about, and it will take work and maybe with a professional, where your grief now with my mom, even with the days I cry of sadness, most of the days are filled with absolute love for my mom. And on a future show, Brother Gregory, she has visited me.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Two times she has come and spoken directly to me, Brother Gregory. And, you know, I know we're short on time.
Yes. But,
you know, I mean, when I share the absolute love, and a lot of people, regardless of your religion, may have, you know, maybe challenged by what I'm saying, but I can only tell you this. The visitations from my mom have been validated with the visitations my father has received from my mother.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, that is so beautiful. I wish we had time to delve into that, but thank you for sharing you did about mom. No doubt about that. As you say, time is getting very short, but we have two very important questions for you. Because relationships, as you just alluded, are so important. But you mentioned in the book, and you alluded to it earlier, 80% of relationships are extremely stressed and unhealthy. Help us out, David, in particular relationships, maybe personal or even in the workplace, that have gone bad. What can we do to make these better?
Well, you know, in less chaotic times, Brother Gregory, most people would be able to do what I'm saying right now. The stress, anxiety, depression, financial pressure, all of the insanity of the last 2 years has kind of knocked out common sense. within our relationships, you know? And we understand that in the world of counseling and therapy. When we're under great stress, we don't react with the same patience, compassion that we may normally do. So in the book, we've got a bunch of different exercises to help people that are struggling. But the number one that I'm going to share right now is this. We call it disengagement. When you're in a situation with a child, a partner, whatever it might be, a coworker, and the conversation is going south, we ask for one person to call for a timeout. Take 15 to 20 minutes, walk away, read something, journal about what you're feeling, and then try to come back. And if it doesn't work again, take an hour. But what we found is that when we can decrease the emotional stress between two people, we can increase the amount of peace they're feeling. And if we can get into the habit of separating before the explosion happens, we can start to see a gradual diminishment, even in these crazy times, Brother Gregory, of couples learning compassion and patience. Those were two of the greatest traits that my mother tried to teach me. I'm still learning them today.
That is so wonderful. And it's interesting because I could sense that time away, even in the workplace today, if you're working virtually or you're working together, to step away from each other for 20 minutes, a half hour, and then try to come back. What a beautiful Franciscan approach trying to bring peace to the workplace, to the relationship. That is so incredible. We've saved, David, the most important question for last. Where can our loyal listeners follow you, and how can they purchase this incredible book, Helping Americans Heal, The Ultimate Guide to Healing During These Challenging Times?
Well, you know, we have a great program that we just started, and all they need to do, Brother Gregory, is go to talkdavid.com or amazon.com to order the book. And, you know, I'm just so glad that you had a copy of it there. You know, it's probably one of my favorite books because it's strictly filled with solutions. But here's a special offer that we have for everyone with us today. When they purchase the book, Kindle is only $4.99 and the soft cover is $14.99. When you purchase the book and you send us a receipt of the purchase to talkdavid.com, we automatically enroll you for free in our 12-month online program, Helping Americans Heal. It's a $480 value that you get absolutely free when you purchase either the Kindle or the soft cover of the book. So buy the book, go to talkdavid.com, send us an email with a copy of the receipt. You automatically get 12 months of life-saving information with our program online.
Oh, listeners, no excuse. What a way to make 2022 a great year, the best year of your lives. Take full advantage of what David is offering. This is an unbelievable offer. This book alone is worth hundreds of dollars. And you say it's about $15. And then to get all these 1 year free services on top of that. Listeners, do yourselves a favor. Pick up a book for yourself. Pick up a book for your boss or a colleague or a friend. Share this good, just like David Ezell has done with us today, sharing his Franciscan heart, his big, beautiful Franciscan heart. David Ezell, we can't thank you enough for being our special guest today, and thank God for Monday. As always, you've enlightened us. Even more, you've inspired us. All the best for a great, great 2022 with this fabulous book and all this amazing work you're doing to help Americans heal at a time in my 60 plus years on earth. We've never needed more healing than right now. So thank you very much for all the great work that you're doing.
Oh, Brother Gregory, I could not be more ecstatic to be back with you again. I just love your energy and your passion for God, for life, for people. And anytime I can help you, I am here for you.
Well, that makes two of us, David. No bad about it. Right back at you. Listeners, sadly, guess what? Once again, we're out of time. Brother Greg saying, my hope and prayer is that when you wake up on Monday morning, just like David does, you'll say, thank God for Monday. See you next week for another episode of Thank God for Monday. Have a great week.